Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Daniel. What's up, my buddy?
So I went back through today and listened to a whole lot of our old episodes, and I gotta tell you, I was pleasantly, I don't want to say pleasantly surprised, but they weren't as horrible as I thought.
Really?
A lot of the stuff that I thought was junk when I was listening to it, like when we were doing it, turns out was mediocre.
Yeah?
I mean, it's not junk, but when I forget about it and I wasn't right in the moment of listening to it, you know what I mean? When I forgot what we had talked about, when I listened to it, I didn't know what was coming, so I could kind of get caught up in it. Like, hey, what? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Surprise around every corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know what's not as bad as I thought it would be and a little bit excited about?
What's that?
Is the Indiana Jones trailer. I don't know if the movie's going to be good, but the trailer was better than I expected.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like movie trailers in general are getting better than movies. Like, it's almost like they make a movie just to make a good trailer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, he looks really old, but, you know, they play the same music, like, from the old movies.
Yeah.
And there's, like,
excited about
some stunts in the trailer, and you think, wow, this might be worth watching.
Well, it's a trick, because we grew up in the height of the Indiana Jones
phenomenon.
So, of course, we're going to get excited about it because we have such fond memories
of it. Except he's like 75.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, though. We have such fond memories of Indiana Jones.
The memories I have are fond. I hold them fondly and dearly to my heart.
I thought you were going to say, you know what you're more excited about than you thought you were going to be was Dancing with the Stars.
No,
I thought you were gonna say.
That wasn't what I was going to say.
Yeah. Are you excited about that, though? I'll tell you something sad. I accidentally watched... I got caught up in the Dancing with the Stars because of Adam Carolla. I would have never watched it otherwise, but I'm watching it now because of Adam Carolla. But I got caught up in it so much that I forgot to watch the end of the championship game of college basketball. I've been watching the whole final or the whole tournament. And it went into overtime, and I accidentally watched Dancing with the Stars instead of the end of that.
Yeah, but that's not as big a deal as the fact that after you realized it, and you saw that they were in overtime, and there's like 9 seconds left, you turned it right back.
It was over, though, at that point. I didn't want to see the team that... I mean, if it was going to come down to a jump shot, I would have watched it, but it was like an 8-point lead with 5-10 seconds left. It was over.
Hey, speaking of childhood phenomena, remember Kirstie Yamaguchi?
Yamaguchi? Yes, I do.
She was a phenomenon right about the same time that Indiana Jones 3 was a phenomenon.
I thought she was hot back when I was a little kid.
Me too.
What gymnast do you remember, or not gymnast, just Olympian athlete that you remember more than anyone else?
Probably Yamaguchi. Nancy Kerrigan, number two.
Yeah. What about Peekaboo Street? I just remember that name.
Really.
I don't even know what she looks like, actually.
Is that a woman or a man?
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter. I don't know. You.
No, it's a woman. Peekaboo. Huh.
I like Yamaguchi because she's just little and yellow and cute.
Wow. Here we go again.
I said I like that about her. Hey, how old do you think Yamaguchi is today?
She's got to be like 30 something, right?
I don't know. Those Olympic skaters are pretty young.
Yeah, but she wasn't our age when we were that young, and we're almost 30.
Well, yeah, but she's probably like not that much older than us. You know what I'm saying?
I think she's. I mean, we were watching her when we were 9, right? 9 or 10.
Hey, you think it's kind of nasty? Like when you watch gymnasts in the Olympics, these girls are like 13 years old, right? Something around there.
Yeah.
And their little asses are right up on screen. And I don't care what you say, but everybody who watches that, every man is thinking, yeah, all right. See a little ass But you can't say anything about it.
Why can't
until
you?
Now.
You finally can.
You have an audience. It's not like you even think it's hot. It's just that you think, oh, there's an ass. I got to think that's hot.
You notice it. Well, yeah. I think that our culture is way too... I think
we're uptight about child fucking.
Is that what you're going to say? Yes, I do. And I think it's...
And I think we're too uptight about having it have to be consensual for both parties, you know?
I know this sounds horrible, but I don't mean... I don't even know if I really believe this, but I think nature intends children to start having... Not children... But, like, 13, 14-year-olds right. to start having sex. When you start having your period, that's when you're supposed to start having kids. That's how nature really works.
Right. You should listen to what nature or God tells you privately to do to other people against the will. Like I do.
I don't know. But I do think it's weird that, like,
I think it's so that frowned we have upon. Man-made laws of consent. When nature writes those laws themselves.
I do. I actually believe that fully. I really do. Like... I don't think that you should be allowed to rape, but I mean, if two people want to do it, what do we care? And here's the other thing.
Let me tell you something. Exhibit A is in my pants, and Exhibit B is in hers. And that's all you need to show to the jury. Case closed.
Wait, that's going to be a weird case.
Let's talk about two willing adults or kids. Or one adult and one
have
kid,
you heard
both
about,
willing.
Have you heard about the cases of people like... Someone's 17, someone's 18. Well, just say, like, let's say you're in high school and you have a girlfriend. You guys are both 17. You turn 18 beforehand. You get her pregnant when she's still 17. You can go to jail for that because it proves that you had sex with her.
Yeah, that's retarded.
And that's statutory rape. You're both effing kids.
No kidding. Well, some states are literally different about that, I think.
What?
Some states have different rules about
no,
that.
No, but some states...
I know, some states are fucked.
And they'll put, like, kids have done... 2-3 years in jail because you're an adult now.
Retarded.
You know what I mean?
And you're in jail getting fucked by a man who's like twice your age. Probably.
Exactly. So yes, there is a reward.
Yeah. I'm saying jail's not all bad.
But no. I mean, is that who we want? Is he a threat to society? We need to keep him away. We need to keep him locked up because he had sex with his girlfriend.
And you know about, like, this happened a lot lately. Like, female teachers are sleeping with male students.
Where were these
and
teachers
then they're, like,
when
going
I was...
on, they're going on camera, like, their parents and lawyers and stuff, saying, like, you know, Tommy, the 15-year-old Tommy, he slept with a 28-year-old teacher, and now he's scarred for life.
He's
bullshit,
not
he's
scarred.
That was the best fucking day of his life.
No joke. This guy now has more
and everybody
confidence.
Everybody jokes about it. Everyone jokes about it. It's...
That's not scarred. A 15-year-old who can get a 28-year-old obviously wanted to get that 28. He didn't accidentally get that 28-year-old.
He wasn't like, I don't know.
Right,
and if he was, it was because he was embarrassed. It wasn't because he didn't want to do it.
He wasn't like, I don't know about this. You're 28 and this could
it
scar
is,
me.
It's totally different. Like, if it's a girl, and even if it's a girl. But,
I'll tell you why. If it's a girl, it's a lot more likely and more possible that a guy could sort of impose his will on her without,
exactly.
And she just is being submissive because it's in her nature to kind of go along with things. And
but
she's
what kids, like 15-year-old kid, didn't want some hot female teacher to rape them?
I'll tell you one guy that totally agrees with this is a little guy by the name of Sammy Hagar.
Man, that was Sammy Hagar.
Was that Hagar?
You're sort of close. It was Van Halen, but it was before Hagar.
Who sang that?
David Lee Roth.
Oh, really? I always thought that was Hagar. Well, he agreed anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure Hagar feels the same way.
Hey, teacher, I gotta sharpen my pencil or something. I don't remember. What did they say?
I don't feel tardy. Hey, a 15-year-old kid would never be tardy with a 28-year-old teacher, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying.
He would never become tardy.
You mean he wouldn't become tardy?
Exactly.
Or he wouldn't be come tardy?
You heard me.
Come tardy.
But I always think that's such bullshit when you see, like, the mother of the parent, like, oh, he was scarred. You were scarred, bitch. Your kid had the greatest night of his life. Because, of course, the kid can't be bragging to his mom, like, oh, yeah, mom, no, it was cool. I loved every minute of it. Banging my 28-year-old teacher. He's got to be like, oh, mom, I don't know what she's doing to me.
Yeah.
I feel confused and afraid.
It's like what religious people do when they get caught doing bad things. Immediately they're confused about what happened.
Yeah.
Did you hear about there was a preacher who said he was going, I can't remember where he said he was going. He said he was going to Costco or something, a town over, and then he ended up he was gone for like 48 hours or something, and he was found at like a strip club.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that was, fuck, it was like a priest or something, right?
Yeah, something. And then he was at a strip club and he had offered a girl like money to come back with him too, like to leave the place with him. And then when they found out, when he was really nice and friendly when the people who found him were talking to him, because he didn't know that these people were looking for him, that there was like kind of a manhunt, not a manhunt, but like a missing person type manhunt. Not like he had done something wrong, just like his family was worried about him. So he was
after
like
48 hours. I guess it's,
you know, he didn't call or something happened. But anyway, so then
this strip club never closes.
Then he, as soon as he realized what, like, that they were looking for him and they knew he was a priest, he acted, like, really confused, and he started saying that he was, like, he didn't feel well, and, like, he felt all of a sudden guilty, and he didn't know where he was, basically. Like, what the... Does anyone believe that?
Who becomes a priest anymore? Like, I mean, even... Anybody who becomes a priest, you've got to be definitely crazy and probably gay also. Because if you're a gay Catholic, you think, shit, I'll become a priest. Then I'll have an excuse for why I don't fuck women.
And I'll get the opportunity to hang out with young boys in a one-on-one opportunity.
But not even that. Like, I mean, yeah, sure, boy fucking probably is a great selling point. But not even that. But what straight guy would be like, yeah, I'm going to become a priest?
Yeah.
They don't make hardly any money, probably.
Or and if they never do, they don't get to have sex.
You never get to get married or sleep with a woman legally. That's a sweet deal.
It's because you love Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I also don't get why super religious people always think like, oh man, I was saved. I didn't get killed in that accident or something. Because then I would have to go up to heaven forever. And not live here and not fuck women for another 80 years.
Well, I would never become a priest. I'll tell you what I would become. A youth minister.
You would become that?
Yeah, just because what I've been thinking about doing lately is frosting my tips, whitening my teeth, picking up my guitar, and just going out and spreading the good news.
That's admirable.
You know, I mean, but I'll be one of those, a cool youth minister. You know, like, I put the Lord's word in terms that young kids can understand.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to proselytize to me?
Do you want to join my flock?
Let me hear some of this.
Now, let me tell you guys something. The Lord's excited about you. Everything's excited with these guys. Like, I am excited about today. I am excited about the Lord. They're excited about everything.
Yeah. I've spent my share of time with youth ministers.
What does that mean?
As a youth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like, because I went to church as a kid and everything, but I remember going to, like, youth groups and seeing, like, hot girls there and, like, thinking, like, because I believed, you know, as a little kid, I was a little kid Christian, but I wasn't that hardcore.
I was a little kid Christian.
But I wasn't that hardcore about it, and I kind of felt guilty because other kids I thought, which they probably weren't, were, like, way more into it and knew more about it.
Right.
So, like, I remember as a little kid seeing hot girls in the youth group thinking, like, I need to act like a hell of no shit about Jesus to try to get these girls to like me. And just not by saying stuff, but just like holding myself in a posture that says, this fucker knows Jesus. You know a lot of shit about the Bible. That'll get them to like you.
I wish I could see you as a kid trying to sit up straight to make people think that you knew Jesus.
You know
Jesus.
What it more was? I was listening to like the sermon.
You nod
like,
your head. Yes.
I was thinking that also. I was going to say that before you did, but just sort of saying that with my face so people can hear, can see that I'm on in tune.
You're on board with this. That's funny. I think a big part of religion is driven by trying to get laid by girls.
Big part of everything is.
But I mean, isn't it bizarre that people are...
That's the real religion, is trying to get laid by girls.
You remember, there's a lot of kids at our high school that went to youth groups, and they all pretended to be more happy at youth group than they really were. And they, like, none of them were really into the Bible. Like, they didn't act like they were good people in general. But when they went to like the youth groups, everything changed. They started. They had a different personality on and
very pious.
Yeah, exactly. Not like us.
No,
hardcore sinners. I never. Even as a little kid, I remember feeling when I realized that I didn't believe in God. It was pretty young, and I felt I really didn't want anyone to find out that I didn't believe in God.
Yeah.
Because there was a kid, Kevin Freewald, whose older brother was a badass this part. He used to tell us his older brother was a ninja. I mean, he would like straight face tell us, yeah, his older brother was in the military, and he also was a ninja. Right. He had ninja stars, and he, anyway, he was one of those older brothers that could do anything. But his older brother was an atheist. So because of that, Kevin became an atheist at a young age because Kevin looked up to his older brother so much. So Kevin was in like third grade, and he was talking about how he didn't believe in God, and everyone kind of like couldn't believe that he was saying this. And
really?
And even I couldn't believe it. And I saw the sort of backlash that he received. You know what I mean? Because it was almost scary and evil. You thought in different terms at that young age. So around fourth or fifth grade, a couple of years after that, I realized that I really don't believe in God. Like, I don't believe this. But when I realized it, I did not want people to find out because I saw I had learned from Kevin Freewald's mistakes that you don't just go flaunting this around yet. So, and then when you, as you get older, you kind of sort of, it becomes a little more and more accepted, but you still kind of want to put it out there just like, hey, so what do you guys think about God or whatever? I mean, I don't care either way. You didn't want people finding out, especially girls, that you might be interested in.
Right. But see, there we go. We go back to it again. It's still about impressing girls.
It is true.
If there were no girls, you wouldn't care if other guys thought you didn't.
Not that much. I would fight them if they told me. It's true. I mean, like, but you can't fight a girl.
Yeah.
I learned that the hard way.
That's cool, yeah.
I beat up a girl once because she hit me with a skateboard.
Did you really?
Yes, this girl was a man girl. She was tough, and she acted so tough, and I got sick of her. And she hit me with a skateboard, so I beat her ass. I put her in a headlock, and I punched her a bunch of times, and then everyone acted like they couldn't believe that I would do that. This bitch hit me with a skateboard across the head, Chris, and it wasn't even the board part. It was the wheels part of the skateboard. And then everyone acts like I'm this horrible guy for kicking her ass. And I did kick her ass. I could have started pulling punches once I controlled her, but I was pissed off. I was in this state of rage by then.
I hated this fucking...
Her name was Denise, and she was so ugly. And that's why she tried to act so tough, because she was so ugly.
I hated this girl. And man, this girl, today, there's no fucking doubt in my mind that she's a lesbian. And that's cool. I don't have a fucking problem with that.
But, nice disclaimer.
Yes. But at this age, like, she was so pissed off at the world because she was a lesbian. I don't know about that. I don't know why she's pissed at the world, but probably she was confused. My theory is she was confused and that she was just a bitch by birth. And she, I fucking wanted to kill this bitch. You know who she is, I bet. Her name is Molly.
Molly.
I don't remember her last name, but she lived like three doors down from me. She lived in between me and the Siemens.
What did she look like?
She was, had blonde hair, kind of like shortish, but not real short, like maybe down to her like shoulders barely. And she was butch.
Was she
like
fat?
Butch at 10. No, not so much fat as just built like a boy.
Right.
But I still feel like I could have beat her. And I wanted to. I fucking hated her. She was such a bitch constantly for no reason.
Yeah, well.
She had the hugest chip on her shoulder.
Because she didn't have a penis.
I know. She was pissed at me. Because she knew I had a big old kid cock just dangling in my shorts somewhere. And she just wanted it so bad. She wanted to attach to her. She didn't want to do anything to it. She was jealous.
Oh, goodness gracious.
She tried to stretch her clit out to make it seem more cock-like. I heard stories.
What would she do? Like, would she tie things to it?
Stretch it, you know?
Yeah.
You know how, like, when you want to pull your tooth when you're a little kid, you tie a string to your tooth and the other string to the door and slam the door shut?
She did that with her clitoris?
I think. I heard stories that she did.
I heard she put a a fishing wire, mm-hmm. like a fishing hook through her clit. Right. But it was attached to a fishing pole. Right. And then she just reeled in the fishing pole like she was battling against a giant bass.
Yeah, I believe that.
Did you hear that also?
I've heard things like that. I've heard that she put a fishing rod through her clit and attached it to a cartoon anvil. She would walk around like that.
Did you ever try to stretch your penis out when you were a kid? Honestly.
I don't think I did. I didn't consider, like, length of penis to be important as a little kid, did you?
I was a little kid, but, like, once you got...
I would have been... I think I thought about it, but I was too scared that I would pull it off. That would be more of a tragedy. The risk-to-reward ratio was off.
See, the problem was, is I heard these, like, 19, 20-year-old girls, like, talking, and they were talking about balls, but they were, like, kind of sarcastic. I was like, oh, yeah, I love huge, stretched-out, long balls. So I got, like, this mixed-up idea in my head. So I used to constantly stretch out my balls and, like,
try... Are you serious?
No! So that's why my balls go to my knees now.
That's not as unrealistic as you hearing a conversation of a bunch of girls talking about like stretch that ball.
Well, no, they were
trying to stretch.
They were being sarcastic, but I didn't realize it at the time. It was like in Something About Mary when he heard her talking about how she likes big white cap teeth. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's what happened. It was a turn of events. It was a, you know what I mean? Like it was. I just misheard it.
But anyways, so I like how our podcasts start out with, like, what, Kirsty Yamaguchi and with ball stretching. I like how we stay on that.
Well, yeah, it is going to have to end with ball stretching because the music's coming in, so that means we're out of time. All right, Christopher. See you next time.
See ya.